M. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Hello, I'm Ruby Dee, and this is Black Women, a Portrait of Dignity. For nearly 100 years, the British fought to gain control of her country, but they lost battle after battle as the great Ashanti people fought valiantly for the maintenance of their freedom. She united the people and led them against the formidable British forces. Who was this courageous warrior? Her name was Yah Asantewaa. She was the great queen mother of the Ashanti people.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cut.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cut.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO FM.
I'm Ruby Dee, and this is Black Women, a Portrait of Dignity. Queen Yah Asantewaa was destined to be great. History had placed the fate of the Ashanti people in her hands, and she rose to defend them against the British invaders. The Ashanti were a noble people whose most sacred possession was the golden stool. To them, it was their Ark of the Covenant. After losing 11 wars to the Ashanti, the British decided to take a last stand against them and demanded the Golden Stool. This demand led to their final war with the British, a war known to the world as the Yah Asantewaa War. After nearly a year of courageous struggle, the great queen was captured and the British finally gained control of her land. Nevertheless, the British did not conquer the spirit of the Ashanti people or erase the memory of their warrior queen, Yah Asantewaa. I'm Ruby Dee, and this has been Black Women, a Portrait of Dignity. Thanks for listening.
Serene Steps Therapy Center is a counseling organization providing services for substance abuse, anger management, trauma therapy, parenting, grief counseling, and so much more. Conveniently located in Alexandria at 3654 Government Street, Serene Steps Therapy Center is accessible to everyone within a four-state area. Serene Steps Therapy Center accepts most insurances. No insurance? No worries. Private pay is accepted on a sliding scale. Office hours are Thursday through Saturday from 9 to 5. To find out more, 318-792-0180 and ask for licensed social worker Yoshana Sanders. Serene Steps Therapy Center, guiding your steps toward wellness and empowerment. Serene Steps Therapy Center is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Big things are happening at the Galilee Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. Charles R. Smith Sr. is the pastor. The spring revival at the Galilee Baptist Church's theme is looking forward to a new day and a new earth from Revelation 21:1. Monday the 18th, Reverend Eugene Stevenson from the New Jerusalem Baptist Church. Tuesday the 19th, Reverend Huey Tadamy, pastor of the Trinity United Baptist Church of Colfax. Wednesday the 20th, Reverend Joshua Williams from the New Hope Baptist Church of Coushatta, Louisiana. Thursday the 21st, Reverend Sir Ron Williams Sr. of the First Evening Star Baptist Church. Friday the 22nd, Bishop Richard Logan of the Elizabeth Full Gospel Church of Coushatta. It's all happening at the Galilee Baptist Church, 4720 Lincoln Road in Alexandria. The Galilee Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
We have a great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
Online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood, and the world can't do me no harm. How many of y'all going to stay under the blood? I'm talking about the blood of Jesus now. I'm going to stay under the blood. Going to stay under the blood. Sufficient tonight. Can I get a witness? I remember reading in my Bible when they take Jesus and nail him to the cross. One of the soldiers were mean enough to go back, Mom, and pierce Jesus in the side. The Bible said blood and water ran down the streets of Jerusalem. A long time, I wanted to know what the water was for. I knew the blood.
It was good.
Can I get a witness tonight? The blood, it was for baptism and redemption too. Can I get a witness? Somebody here know what I'm talking about. But you know what that water was for. All of the prophets have been dead a long time. They had never been baptized, and that water ran down the streets of Jerusalem. It baptized Moses,
and baptized Daniel and baptized David. Can I get a witness here tonight? But the main part about it, I said the main part about it, y'all. I said the main part about it, y'all. When one drop of Jesus blood hit that ground, y'all know what it done? It caused an earthquake. The dead had been dead a long time, got up out of the grave and began to walk the streets of Jerusalem. Can I get a witness tonight? Somebody said, surely, 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 surely. I know some of y'all may want to know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all may want to know what I'm talking about. Let me just take my time and tell you. Sufficient tonight. Can I get a witness? That's it, mama. The reason I know that his blood is so great tonight. How many of y'all remember reading when God told Moses to go down there in Egypt? Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. He told Moses, said, now if Pharaoh don't hearken to your words, I'm gonna kill all the firstborn. But what you do, you go back and tell the children of Israel, tell the children of Israel to kill an animal and put the blood up over that door. And when death ain't to come by, can I get a witness? When death ain't to come by, when death ain't to come by, it'll fly over. Can I get a witness to that? Now listen. If it'll do it for an animal, what do you think it'll do for Jesus? Can I get a witness? When the demon spirits come upon you, if I got a witness here tonight, I want you to raise your hand. When the demon forces come upon you, you plead the blood of Jesus. Say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Bring them back. Let's get this started. K-A-Y-T-K-Q-J-O-F-M.
Number one music station.
These are the hits.
This one is for all my people that struggle. I want you to know that we serve a God that has never lost a battle. Listen.
Every trial.
Uh-huh.
Tribulation.
Yeah.
God brings me
of every situation.
Of every situation.
Every valley.
Every valley.
That I've been in.
I've been in.
I passed some bumps and bruises, y'all. But I still won. The weapons formed. And it gained some ground. Started as defeat. Yeah.
Has been turned around.
I am victorious.
I am victorious.
Just believe it.
Just believe.
Through Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I am.
Undefeated.
You are.
Undefeated.
We are.
Undefeated.
Now help me say this.
Our God is mighty.
Our God is mighty. He reigns over all.
He'll fight your battles.
He'll fight your battles.
You just stand tall.
You just stand
and there's no need to worry. No. You can lean and depend on him. He's awesome and powerful. Tell the devil it's not over. No. Come on, lift those hands and shout, we win. Because we are. That's right. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm feeling this one here. Come on, let's take it up one and say,
when the enemy.
Don't be scared. You're covered. And you may be afflicted and in a great deal of pain. But by his stripes. Yeah. Lift those hands and say, no surrender. No retreat. No glory for you, Satan. Yeah. We are victorious. Just believe.
just believe.
Through Jesus Christ,
we are,
you are, I am. For you, baby, you just stand tall. No need to worry. No, it's not over. No, come on, lift those hands and shout. We win because we are. Yes, we are. Everybody, lift their voices and cry out. Yeah, with uplifted hands. Listen, I don't care what the doctors have diagnosed you with. If you can have it, God can heal it. So you know what that means? That means we win against cancer. We win against AIDS. We win against addiction. We win against depression. We win against suicide. We win against gang violence. Yeah, come on, all over the world. Come on, tell them we win because we are. That's right. Don't you dare throw in the towel. This fight is already fixed. And we are. We are more than conquerors. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. Come on, pump your fist like this and say, undefeated.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Reverend J.J. Rax. Reverend J.J. Rax was a prominent minister in central Louisiana, and he pastored two relatively large black congregations. He used the pulpit to encourage blacks to insist on being treated as first-class citizens. He was very active in the NAACP and in the initial integrating of the public school system in Rapides Parish. He served as bodyguard for the first group of black students that tried to integrate Bolton High School, which was all white at the time. He worked very hard to get as many blacks as possible to register and vote. On several occasions, Reverend Rax personally accompanied black persons to register to vote. Reverend Rax was fearless and very outspoken. Reverend J.J. Rax was blessed with having a formal education, having graduated from now defunct Leland College. Reverend J.J. Rax, a man of color, helping other persons of color to achieve success in a time of turbulence, turmoil, and crisis. This is Minister Joseph Nelson, Sr., inviting you to join me on tomorrow for another person of color in Louisiana or Rapides Parish that made a difference in helping other persons of color achieve success in times of turbulence and crisis.
This is Tanya, owner of Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, where we offer facial waxing, eyelash extension, barber cuts, signature hair color, perms, relaxers, and no chemical relaxers for natural hair, extensions, updos, and braiding. Sorry, no micro. Looking for a weave? Transformations got you covered. No braid, no bind sew-ins, and custom-made closures for thinning hair. And we offer bondless quick weaves. Enjoy a relaxing massage with the spy capsule. And Wi-Fi is available. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are Senior Citizens Day. Transformation Hair Studio. It's more than a beauty shop. Located 826 Main Street in Pineville. Our phone number is 449-3655.
Transformations Hair Studio, a proud sponsor of KAYT 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 in Monroe.
The time to heal our hearts, overcome our fears, and lead the victorious life that God intended for each of us is here. Now, the Coalition for Counseling and Family Services is a new behavioral health agency dedicated to encouraging children, individuals, couples, and families to love and understand that new mercies and hope start every day. If you or a loved one suffers from depression, anxiety, PTSD stress, anger, loneliness, issues of self-esteem, teen violence, obsessive compulsive disorder, antisocial personalities, parenting, and other family conflicts, then you need to contact the Coalition's licensed mental health professionals who address individuals in this area on a daily basis. For more information, 318-793-5974 or 1-844-748-5222 for a new beginning in your life.
Too much stuff and not enough space. MiniMax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's MiniMax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of MiniMax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Alexandria, it's a night to remember.
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 Remember the Canton Spiritual Gospel Explosion.
The Canton Spiritual.
I gotta clean up what I missed up. I'm starting my life over.
The Canton Spirituals.
Come on, Lord. Please, Lord.
Along with the Gospel Four of Memphis. March 17th at 4 p.m. Tickets are $20. The Canton Spirituals. Also featuring New Vision, Betty Boss and the New Anointed Inspirational, and TJ and Trinity at the New Scott Ollie Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road in Alexandria. Reverend Lionel Smith is the pastor. For more information, contact 318-484-3706. The New Scott Ollie Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Well, folks, we don't have a whole lot of birthdays, but that which we have, we are going to celebrate with Y-O-U. This is K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M. We're the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. The Wade Hampton Show is what you're listening to. Let's go to our list and say happy birthday. Brooke King is first up on the list. Brooke King, who's married to Roger King, and I happen to have played at their wedding reception. Well, Brooke is celebrating her birthday this morning. Happy birthday to Brooke King. It's a happy 31st birthday for Patricia Hinkle. Happy birthday to Patricia Hinkle. Now, Patricia has about four or five birthdays during the year, and I'm not sure whether this is actually her birthday. But we're going to say happy birthday anyway because it's on my Facebook page. All right? All right, we're cool. Happy birthday going out to Mr. Stephon Kelly. Steph Kelly celebrating his 31st birthday. I want to say happy birthday to you. Karen Layton is on the birthday list on this Wednesday morning. Happy birthday to you, Karen Layton, on your midweek birthday. And it's a happy 63rd birthday for Miss Dorothy Thomas from Pineville, Louisiana. Dorothy is raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And she's having a birthday all on the same day. Isn't that cool? Happy birthday to you, Dorothy Thomas, on your 63rd birthday. Well, folks, that's it, and that's all for the birthdays. You know what we like to do. When it's birthday time and somebody's celebrating, we sing.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you see any birthday people around town, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash. Let them know that they are loved and they are special. And they're truly worthy of the honor on their special day. All right. Let's go to Hebrews 11. We're going to talk about this Faith Hall of Fame. Lots of people who had faith and who exhibited faith are listed in Hebrews 11. We're going to start with verse 1 from the Good News Translation. It says this: to have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. It was by their faith that people of ancient times won God's approval. It is by faith that we understand that the universe was created by God's word, so that what can be seen was made out of what cannot be seen. It was faith, verse 4 says, that made Abel offer to God a better sacrifice than Cain's. Through his faith, he won God's approval as a righteous man because God himself approved of his gifts. By means of his faith, Abel still speaks even though he's dead. Verse 5, it was faith that kept Enoch from dying. Instead, he was taken up to God and nobody could find him, because God had taken him up. The scripture says that before Enoch was taken up, he had pleased God. No one can please God without faith, for whoever comes to God must have faith that God exists and rewards those who seek him. Man, ain't that the truth? You know, some refer to this, as I said before, as a Faith Hall of Fame. It's clear to me that God has done wonders before, and since he's not decreased in his power, since he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, I am assuming that he can still do the same thing for us today. Amen. His promises have no expiration date, in other words. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you learned a little something from it. And I hope that you'll spread that love around to those around you. All right? Hey, remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Hey, hey, if you are a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. All right? I want to invite you to Global Impact Ministries tonight. Now, tonight is Wednesday night. We always set it off in the middle of the week at Global Impact Ministries, 7:30 p.m. over at 1819 Memorial Drive at the intersection of Memorial and Sturks Drive. It's a big building with GIM on the front. Pastor Jefferson would really love to have you come in and sit with us. Celebrate with us, because it's a celebration of love every time you step in the building, quite frankly. And you know what else? I'd love to see you there too, all right? That's Global Impact Ministries tonight at 7:30. All right, good deal. On the way, we've got Pastor Greg Tejada and the Living by the Word broadcast. He's going to be talking about walking the walk. There's a lot of people that talk that talk, but can you walk that walk? Pastor Greg Tejada and the Living by the Word broadcast is next from the Word Christian Center in Alexandria. We've had so much fun with you guys today, and we hope to do it again tomorrow bright and early at 9 a.m. for more of the Wade Hampton Show on KAYT, KQJOFM. We're the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana, in Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, Natchez, Mississippi, and around the world on Facebook Live. Have a wonderful rest of the day and enjoy your life.